This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I take it there's a lot of 90% of what you have to say in this movie is improv. Being a clean-cut family film, did you have to censor yourself as you were riffing there, or were you aware of the audience when you were doing this?
I would say you're right. In the 90s, that's about right as far as ad libs. And as far as the to censor, there were some things that just wouldn't work. You know, I guess it just felt like. Okay, we'll put it this way. We weren't told that, hey, this is a PG, this is going to be a clean movie, so, you know, cursing. We weren't given, at least I wasn't given that direction, which I'm happy he didn't give it to me, because it probably would have stifled me. But you just could feel it. You know, you're standing here, this big arc, and, you know, and all these animals, so, you know, you just had that it just felt right. But as far as there was a couple of incidents when I wanted to say ass, and Tom was like, "Oh, that's so funny, but you can't say ass. Okay, get try butt." I was like, "Nah, butt's not funny, man." And he's like, "No, for real, just say butt. Just give me one butt." I'm like, "Nah, I'm not gonna do butt because that's the one you'll use, and then we'll be fighting at the premiere. So I'll just try another line." So, but yeah, it was quite a bit of that.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello.
Right in front. It seems like there's some scenes in this movie where they just put you alone in a room and said, okay, react. Is that kind of an accurate way to describe how it happened?
That, yes. That wasn't that's very accurate. It was, like, the scene when I'm looking at the doing his, when he goes to Congress, I think, his first time, and I'm just looking at the TV screen, and I'm just, you know, kind of just making comments as far as what's going on. First, I'm just looking at a blank screen. There's nothing going on, and they hadn't even shot that scene yet, so I didn't even have anything to you know, even go on. Tom would just say, "Okay, he's gonna have this thing, and he's gonna look something like the guy from Fleetwood Mac, and blah blah blah." So I'm like, "All right." So it was a lot of that, and it's at times funny but frustrating because I felt like I was working in the dark. You know, I'm like, "Man, can I at least see the scene first? Because I'm sure I can come up with stuff that's better." And he's like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And those were the days that I would call my agent and go, "You know what? We really didn't get a good deal on this movie. I mean, it sounded good at first, but trust me, they're getting every penny out of me. They're making up stuff. They're making up stuff. This isn't even in the script. You should see it." But it's pretty funny.
Hey, Juan, a couple of questions. First, if you rolled into God on the street and he told you to build an ark, what are you putting on it?
Well, first, if, you know, I'm walking in the street and this, you know, God or whoever tells me to build an ark, I'll give him a dollar and keep it moving. You know, like, "Hey, yeah, God bless you, yeah, whatever." what am I putting on it? A flat screen TV. Some air conditioning, but it'll be a hybrid though. a bar, two bars, that's a big arc. jacuzzi, a pool. I'm sorry, what was that?
What about all the critters?
We really don't need them, you know. Animals wouldn't make it, I don't think, you know.
And how distressed are you about the Paris Hilton situation?
Oh, I stay up. I lose sleep. I lose sleep over Paris. I'm like, "Oh, is she in jail today? Or is she at home? Oh, what's going on with Paris?" It's just so ridiculous how famous she is for absolutely nothing. I mean, she is such a non-celebrity, but yet, I mean, people are camped out in front of her house and want to see if she goes to jail or not jail. I mean, she's rich, and she's screwing up just being rich, you know? That's pretty sad when you fuck up rich. You've got to be the biggest idiot in the world if you just can't sit your ass down somewhere and be rich. You know, if I'm a Hilton, I I would have been premature. I would have shot out the wound early. As soon as I found out, wait a minute, I'm rich, I'm out of here, you know. I would have been, let me get my life started. I'm rich? Man, she's just screwing that up. So I just think it's just really ridiculous, the whole thing, you know. Sad. We got war and everything going on. Where's Hilton? Where's the crib? It's crazy. My family, they're funny, but they have to work small rooms, you know, like the family reunion, they're really funny. Anybody looking on the outside would be like, what the hell, what, you know, they wouldn't find it funny. My mother, she's really good impersonator, but it's like people you don't know, you know. She'll like, oh, this is the lady that sits in the third pew, and she'll do something, be like, ah, that's funny, but it's just funny to us, you know. Hello.
How do you like the film's pro-environmental message?
I think it's good. It's a good message. I don't think, hopefully it's not too heavy. I mean, I don't, you know. We recycled on the set. We had all the animals and whatever animals that were harmed during the making of the film, we ate them. I didn't care for camel night. Tough. But no, it's good. I mean, you know, I just hope, you know, that this, we keep moving along on this, you know, taking care of the environment. I hope it's just not a trend, you know.
There's the scene in the movie where your character says, you know, I got a church. Hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, I got a church. every other week, I've been to church, whatever. I'm just wondering, you know, what your relationship is to church and how you think, you know, religious people are going to respond to them.
I was brought up in the church, and even as an adult, I used to go to church all the time, and now not so much. I consider myself more of a spiritual person. Hopefully religious people, I'm sure that it appeals to them because it's a very family friendly movie. I mean, it's nothing edgy in here at all, you know. You know, because a lot of films, they say, oh, it's family friendly, and then, you know, you get there, you sit with your kids, and all of a sudden somebody gets shot in the head. You're like, hey, what the. Good, what's going on, you know? But no, this is like I said, very family friendly, and so hopefully they'll like it.
Wanda over here, the working with Steve, did the two of you try to sort of crack each other up on set when you were doing some of those outrageous takes between the two of you about who are you, what are you wearing, what is happening to you? And did we see you in that musical sequence that ends the movie? Were you doing the dance, the happy dance with everybody, or did you avoid that intentionally?
Well, there is a moment of me doing the happy dance in there, but I did more of a tango with John Michael Higgins. We did more of a two-step. But yeah, I think it was the thing of, you know, I probably as a black woman, I was like, I'm not dancing. That's all. They always want us to dance. I'm not gonna dance. So I was being a little defiant. But the shot that they got us dancing on the arc, I had reason to dance. That was the last shot, and we were wrapped on the movie, and I was so happy to get out of out of that suit I had been wearing for the last 2 months. And smell like monkey balls, and it was just ugh. It was monkey balls. Yeah. Oh, I mean, we had baboons like this close to us, so trust me, I know what a monkey ball smells like.
And working with Steve.
Working with Steve. I don't think we didn't try. We did. We just cracked each other up. Steve, he's very funny, and You know, the guy, you know, he shows up. He works hard. You know, me, I would have just been complaining the whole time, you know, with the hair and the, and he had to go through so much, you know, makeup and, you know, getting the water being tossed on as he got birds all on him and they're pooping on his head. And so he was a real trooper and just got into the spirit of the thing. So, you know, you just had to have fun with it.
Will we see any, that didn't get into the movie?
Probably not, because I'm pretty sure they want to keep the DVD clean, too. So I don't...
Oh, so there was a non-clean stuff between the two of them?
Well, I'm sorry, was
there
some...
non-clean stuff?
Yeah, we, of course. There was a couple F-bombs and stuff we would do. And, you know, just have some fun.
Wanda, you had an HBO special a few months ago. Are you back on the road, and what is your new material about?
I just wrapped up some dates on the road. I was out in, April and May. I was on the road. And I did more about my, I've been traveling a lot. You know, I was like to Paris and Brazil. And I've been just doing new things, you know, like snowboarding. And so I talked about more on that than I, you know, because I'm just so sick of talking about, you know, how Bush is screwing up everything. I can't do it anymore. I just take Ambien. I'm gonna take a nap and just sleep it out, man. Wake me up, you know, and oh wait.
Your character does stick with her boss, even though he's obviously, according to her, crazy. Would you stick with somebody like that? They're a good boss, or would you just bail and get out?
Oh, I'm bailing. I'm so out of there. God told you what? Oh, that's good. I hope that works out for you. All right. I'm gone.
Hi, Wanda. My name is Gail Choice.
Hello.
Hello. You were just talking about, when you were saying that, about a black woman, you didn't want to dance and so forth, but what I've realized in a lot of movies that I've seen you in, I get so excited because people want you in these movies, and a lot of times you play their assistants. You know, you come in with these lines and you're supportive. Is that, and that gets you in these films because there's not just a lot of films out there for black women. What do you think about that?
You know, I don't even know if I'm pretty sure if I didn't do this role, somebody else would have been in, and I don't think it's necessarily written or they were looking for a black woman. I think they just wanted somebody to be funny, you know, and there's lots of funny actresses out there who could pull the job off.
Yeah, but you bring something else to it. It's just some kind of magic. I don't know what it is. I start smiling the minute I see you. You don't even have to say a word. There's something magic about you.
Why, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I enjoy playing those roles, and I guess just in comedy, that's always what I'm looking for. I go back to I can just forget her name. All About Eve. Not Betty Davis.
Thelma Ritter.
Thank you, Thelma Ritter.
Okay.
And that's, you know, so that role has always been there. The underling, the wisecrack underling, and I think anyone who's in power and someone that you root for, you like them because they have someone so close to them who tells them like it is.
That's true.
Yeah. So that role is always fun to play.
What else are you up to besides honing your stand-up material? I mean, what kinds of roles are you looking for? Is there another film project that you signed on for that we can expect from you soon?
I haven't signed on for anything except for The New Adventures of Old Christine, the TV show. I will be back on that as a series regular. So I'm really looking forward to that. You know,
why do you enjoy going back to television?
You know, television, it's fast, you know. I love that's the closest thing, I guess, in film, whatever, TV, that I can get to stand up. Because TV, you know, it's like each week it's a new script, it's fresh, we get to play around, but it's you know, you get the quick response because we get to perform in front of a live audience. So all those things are, you know, appealing to me.
Last question.
I'm going to ask you about Larry David and Curb.
I'm sorry, but I am so out of the loop on that show. I didn't do anything this, you know, the last season. Sorry.
You were on the upcoming season.
Yeah, the upcoming season. I didn't do anything. You didn't call me.